You know, I'd love to name all the names. And the real reason why we love Montana, I think, so much, it's because of our neighbors, right? It's because of the people that we connect with. This is whether it's a casual basis, whether it's a professional basis. And more likely than not, they kind of become like family, right? So we are celebrating that today, those connections, and we're extremely thankful for them, for you, because I know you've been a Toro Piro in your time. We have traveled across the state from central Montana to the High Line, to western Montana, to eastern Montana, to celebrate you, to connect with you, and we are here, the 14th location for the Tow Rope Tour on Voices of Montana. Welcome. It's from Montana for Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. Very honored to be here. We are at Western Ranch Supply on the west end of Billings, and we got a ton going on today. I want to kind of talk to you a bit later on about with Sean O'Daniel, the creator of Magic City's Best. That's going to come up here today. A gal named Roberta Bigback traveled from Lane Deer, and I think you'll like her stories as through the pandemic, what they did there for their elders and for their seniors. There's something called Landon's Legacy we're going to talk about. Karen and Mitch are here, the Adaptive Performance Center leaders, as we get going here for the Tow Rope Tour on Voices of Montana. Pleasure to welcome, first off, is Leif Wellhaven for the Building Strong campaign. And Leif, this was something that you guys started when the pandemic hit. I think you peered into it, and you probably saw there's going to be, and Leif, by the way, is a motivational speaker with LW Consulting. You probably peered into this with that background and said, you know what, people are going to be suffering in some ways here.
Boy, what we thought was going to be just a two-week deal, right? We're going to shut down for 2 weeks. We're all going to be back to normal, and everything will be fine. Obviously, we're still in the throes of that. But we realized that, yes, it was going to be a taxing time on people's physical and mental well-being, tough on kids and parents and teachers and obviously our healthcare workers. And so we're like, gosh, we got to find a way to bring positive and be building strong for people. So, yeah, that's kind of how it started, real organically.
Yeah, the positive nature of this. Speak into that, because speak into how that feeds.
Especially like on social media, it's so easy to be. It's so, you know, everybody has an opinion, which is great, but it can be polarizing opinions. It can be political. It can be vax, anti-vax. But we just wanted to put all that aside and just focus on the positive and the things that were good that were happening in our community. Because if we just focus on the negative, boy, it brings everybody down, right? And so we just knew that we needed to do something to kind of rally the troops, so to speak, and rally the community. And that's really what it's about. It's about community and connection, right? And so that was just so key for us to come together as a community to offer that to the community.
You had some tow rope heroes who you connected with to make this happen.
Absolutely, yeah. Dan Carter with Exxon and Jonna Jones with Wendy's of Montana. Basically, we all kind of came together organically, really, and said, hey, what can we do as a community to rally everybody together, and to do all that, what can we do for that?
We're taking a photo right now with BillingStrong.com for more information. And yep. I wanted to encourage folks in other communities across the state, as we're heard on 15 stations, if you are interested in this, to contact Leif
at Billing Strong. Yep, you can find me on Facebook. It's easy to find me. But yeah, us three came together, and we partnered up with a sign company, Ultra Graphics, and so they made us some yard signs, which were great. And then we, in the beginning, we just gave away, I think, like 1,000 just to kind of get the ball rolling. And then we had companies buying some and giving them away. Our mayor here in town bought like 50 and gave them away. Nice. And so we just, everybody kind of pitched in. And then people were able to buy them. I think it was like $15 or something like that. And then we took the money and then we gave that away to a couple different organizations last year to really help them that were struggling, you know. So it kind of became a mini fundraiser, but really it was about community awareness and rallying the troops, like I mentioned. And then we started a Facebook page, which, of course, everybody's on Facebook anymore, it seems like.
I'm not.
Right?
Just kidding.
So we started a Facebook group called Billing Strong. And I think actually even today, I just looked this morning, we have over 3,000 followers just on that page alone.
Wow.
And so people have the ability, anybody can share different things. It could be a Gazette article. It could be something from Northern Ag. It could be, you know, there's a gal downtown who did this beautiful mural on the underpass. I mean, all different, just anything that was positive and good. We wanted people to share those experiences so that people, again, could go, you know, sure, this pandemic sucks, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But in the midst of all that, there's still all these amazing things that are positive and good that makes Billings strong.
And that's no surprise that we see it continuing like that, because we see more and more pressure in our lives in a lot of ways. We pick up the front page, or we, again, you talk about social media, you go and there can be a lot of discouraging news there.
Oh, boy.
Not necessarily any surprise that it has continued. Is there a story you want to relay? When you think about this, Billing Strong, what comes to mind?
Sure. Yeah, a couple things stand out. One was that, like I said, that gal, Alyssa Leninger. Alyssa is an artist, and she's a painter. And so she came together. Some people came up with some money and some funding through the Big Sky Economic Development Authority. And so she started painting murals on some of the underpasses that were, I guess, maybe graffiti driven before, and just were kind of an eyesore for the town. And so she was able to go in there and paint pictures of Montana.
Ah.
And the beautiful thing is when people do those murals is that other people that do graffiti and things like that will destroy that will typically lay off when it comes to really nice art and murals like that. And so nobody has touched those. And so it's really been, I think, something that will leave a legacy in Billings for many years to come, which I think is great. And so it's great to be able to share her story and the journey, kind of the process, pictures of before and after and the process. So that was awesome.
Is that the one by Central and First Avenue?
Yes, yes.
She is remarkably talented.
Isn't she amazing?
My gosh.
And she's out there, you know, for a lot of it. I think, you know, I didn't really ask her this, but I'm looking at what the grant was and looking how much time she put in. You know, she was working for pennies on the dollar and donated a ton of her time. And what a gift to give to the community.
When people come to Billings, there's an underpass that from First Avenue South to go to Central Avenue, kind of in a central area there.
Absolutely.
When you notice that, it is really, really nicely done. So, Leif Wellhaven with us again, Billings Strong campaign. How do you keep it going? What's next?
That's a great question.
Movement, you know?
No, a lot of some of the admins on our Facebook page have asked me that. They're like, where do you want to see it go? And I said, really, we just want to keep it organic. Let's just see where the community wants to take it. I don't want it to be Leif's deal or Dan's deal or John's deal. It's community-owned, community-driven. And so I know some people have mentioned about maybe doing a sign for healthcare workers or doing a shout-out to help them out. And I think that's been done, but it needs to continue, right, helping our teachers, helping anybody that really is in need. And so we'll see where it goes, but for now it's still Billing Strong, and people still can get the signs. People can go to the website. People can just, again, rally and tell those stories and share what really is important to them and what makes Billing Strong to them.
I like that. And is it going to be the next step? Is it going to be Big Sky Strong, Montana Strong?
Yeah, who knows where it'll go? Yeah.
Going
worldwide, statewide for sure. 406 in the house.
Keep connected with us, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
We'll
thrilled
help
about it.
We love the program, and I'm glad you came. Thank you. You're total.
Oh gosh, thank you.
And all the people you work with, appreciate that.
You bet.
That's Leif Wellhaven with Billing Strong campaigns. We continue on here on the Tow Rope Tour, celebrating connections today in at Western Ranch Supply. Brought to you by Mountain Health Co-op. They're a proud sponsor of the Tow Rope Tour, providing access to quality health coverage. It's one of a kind member benefits as well. Dental and vision exam, reimbursements, low-cost prescriptions, telehealth, and that's just a short piece of the list here. Discover the co-op difference. Mountain Health Co-op, covering you when it counts. We're going to welcome in Florence Deedy of the Women's Club, Federation of Women's Club President. Good morning, Florence.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate
that.
Yeah, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Is your family going to be around? Are you going to celebrate a little bit?
Yes, we'll have family here and celebrate, so...
One of the things that you're recognized for, nominated as a Tow Rope Hero, is the advocacy that you guys do through the Federation of Women's Club, the General Federation of Women's Club, for children. Talk about that.
That we do lots of things for children, and it starts often at birth, where children born in a hospital receive a book, or it might be when they go to school that they get a book, but that's one of the places that we start. Our local club also helps provide pillowcase dresses, which are dresses made out of used pillowcases for low-income schools, T-shirts and underwear with them. And across the state, it's a statewide organization, but across the state, many, many areas that they help with children. In the Bitterroot Valley, there is a group that go to the library after school. And so the Bitterroot Women's Club tried to come up with some ideas of what they might do to help entertain the kids at those hours. And so they came up with a project of making blankets for dogs. And so they're little kits that they prepared for them, and then the kids tie the blankets and such. So it's a statewide organization that does things all across the state.
That sounds like a ton of fun for you guys.
It is.
Staying connected like that.
Yes.
What do you, you know, you're giving to the community, and you can talk about any of the other ways that you give as well. But in giving, you receive, don't you?
You do. The more that you give, the more opportunities that you have to mix with other people and mm-hmm. to learn. And so it's not a one-sided organization where you only give, but it's an opportunity to receive also. And so that friendship and that cooperation, along with many skills that we learn, such as being on the radio
and that sort of thing,
are just a tremendous amount of opportunities. We've become Zoom experts over this past 18 months or so. Or at least we think we're experts.
You're right, yeah.
And so it's a way for us still to get together. And so ways to meet and still greet without traveling all those miles. Montana is so large, and we have clubs from border to border.
Yeah.
So
talk about what it took to continue on. You saw probably an entirely different set of needs during the pandemic. How did you guys adjust your giving through that time?
You know, so much of our giving is not in direct in person, and so we're able to continue most of those kinds of things, but being together was a difficult thing for us. And so
which you love to do too, you know.
Right. Yeah. It's that camaraderie working together. As a state organization, we began to have small groups of training for our state presidents, and then they took it back to their clubs. And so that was a way for us to keep the clubs strong, that they had a way that they could meet.
Through the pandemic, once again, children, what did you see children? Did you see their needs change as well?
You know, not so much because we don't work so directly with mm-hmm. them. Yeah, at least in our local organization, it's more of a case where we deliver materials for them or that sort of thing. But as far as volunteer hours, right, mixing with the kids, not so much.
Yeah, that's it's Florence Deedy here, General Federation of Women's Clubs. She's the president of the local chapter here, and there's chapters all across the state of Montana. What are you guys working on now?
Well, right now, our local chapter, I'm the state president, but our local chapter is working very much for Festival of Trees. And so we always have a tree, 180 books that go with the tree, so that those, typically that tree is purchased by an organization, then that will get them out to kids and such. And so we're busy doing that, along with providing some Christmas celebration for the kids at the Youth Service Center. And there are two sides to that Youth Service Center. There's the lockup side, and then there's the less, it's kids who are in foster care who don't have a place to be, typically teenagers. And so we try to provide a Christmas for them.
Thank you for that.
And so that's a unique group that we work with that typically are not seen in the public. And so we're busy doing that right now.
I love the children's advocacy and then the books, because you can just grow so much from books. So people can get a hold of you how?
We have a website, General Federation of GFWC of Montana.org, or our local group is Billings Junior Women's Club.org. And that's the easiest way to reach out to us is there's a contact site on each of those organizations.
Thank you, Florence.
Thank you very much.
State President, we're back with more from the Total Rope Tour from Western.
Come on and let's eat, because Montana loves beef. Mm-hmm. Mouth-watering sizzle on the grill for you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, always on your menu. A top protein, creative recipes. At BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Come on and let's eat, cause Montana loves beef.
Welcome back from Montana for Montana. It's Voices of Montana. The Total Rope Tour continuing here. We are in South Central Montana, the Billings area. It was big timber yesterday. That was a blast. Having a blast today at Western Ranch Supply. A reminder that after 12 o'clock today, because we're going to be doing a couple of local hours here as well after the statewide show. But we are giving away that grand prize, and that is a Bad Boy zero-turn mower from Western Ranch Supply. And that's going to be on Facebook Live, so go to Voices of Montana or just search us. You'll find us on Facebook and Northern Broadcasting. Sean O'Daniel is with us here from State Farm Insurance, the creator of Magic City's Best. Now, before I get to that, I should back up a little bit, because Florence brought a lot of the ladies here from the Women's Club, and I wanted to thank them as they get lined up. Thank you, ladies, for what you do. Appreciate that. But, Sean, Magic City's Best. So this had to start, and you explained it, but it had to start with just, hey, you know, let's do something, and then, bam, you're still doing it.
Yeah, started during COVID, so last March. The restaurants were struggling, you know, so we started to, well, what if we help out a little bit? You know, we'll get to, you know, get some to-go for the office, and then it kind of turned into a couple pizza places, which one's better. So we started small, and they were like, what if we make this into a competition? So now it's a full-blown competition. We just had burgers last month, but we had 24 restaurants participate. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, a little too much, so we're, like, limiting it to top 10 now. but, yeah, a lot of us didn't eat burgers for about a month.
That's
after that.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
So, and it was just sort of one day, let's do this, and then somebody said, okay, I got this tomorrow, right?
Yeah. So we started it like every week, and then we're like, let's do it once a month.
Yeah.
And then after about a year, the restaurants kind of came back a little bit. So then we're taking that money and we're actually donating it to a new nonprofit each month.
That's the super idea here.
That
people connected with you in what you're doing here. So who are some of the nonprofits you guys are helping?
Yeah. So actually, Stock Growers Association was for the burgers. We raised $800 for them there. So,
nice.
And kudos to the restaurants too, because they're donating the food and I'm just taking that money and cutting the check for the nonprofit.
Yeah.
So Relay for Life, Relay for Life I think was one of them. What is another one we did? Landon's Legacy.
Oh, good. They're going to be local on here a bit later on.
Nice.
Today.
Okay. Yeah. That was another local nonprofit that we donated to. So,
yeah.
And we love eating. So,
yeah. I know. So then do people come up to you and ask you, okay, I'm thinking about a burger today, Sean. Where should I go?
They do. Yeah. They reach out. Yeah. I've got people from out of town too. They come to Billings and they're like, where should I go for this? Where should I go for that? So, we actually have a lot of that stuff on our website as well. Magic City's Best. .com.
Nice.
So they can go on there and see which one won the mac and cheese, which one won the burger. We just had the mac and cheese actually as well. So
I want to be a part of that.
Yeah. If you want to be a judge, let me know.
I know a little bit about mac and cheese.
Yeah.
What this thing kind of continues on, right? Mm-hmm. It just started building some momentum and then you sort of decided, is that just an ideal situation where you said, hey, we can do something, and then it just kind of propels into something else?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it started with just helping out the restaurants during COVID, and then it got into a little nonprofit. We do a lot of nonprofit stuff. We do a haunted house each year as well called Scaredy Haunted House.
Oh,
so,
cool.
So we do we just raised $30,000 actually for two local nonprofits with that. So I kind of want to get that, you know, getting big like the haunted house did, you know. So, new nonprofit each month. I got people reaching out, you know, to represent a nonprofit for each month, and we're doing well.
So it's food related. Then are you going to branch off? Are you going to maybe? I'm thinking a gym. You know,
a gym. Yeah, maybe that should be good after we get done eating 25 burgers. Yeah, that should be. But no, we I want to have like the Billings like kind of like a Magic City's Best chef. As well, so maybe do it like at a restaurant where we bring in the chefs and they do a competition, and again, you know, partner with a nonprofit for that as well.
What do you think that the people who join you in this, the Total Apparels, what do they get out of it?
They get a lot of good food, some community too, you know. So we actually get local business owners or even just random people that want to be a part of it. They want to be a judge, you know.
Yeah.
So we've got some situations where we're going to have guest judges on our website too. So we'll get some local people in town to be a guest judge. And it really, you know, it's kind of a community thing as well as the nonprofit, you know. So
talk about now you're with State Farm Insurance as much as you can. Just some comments about how all the people you connected with, the things that they went through this pandemic, the questions perhaps that you were receiving as, you know, in that service. As you look back, what are some thoughts?
Yeah, it was tough. Team members were, you know, it's a tough thing. People, you know, staying employed and stuff. So that's the thing that we did. We kept everybody, you know. So I think we locked the doors. We were still open the whole time, but we locked the doors for a few weeks there when it first started. But yeah, it was tough. A lot of my business owner friends, you know, were trying to find, you know, employees, and it was very difficult, you know. Through the help of, you know, some government programs and stuff, you know, we kept alive and kept all my people employed. So
that's good. I appreciate that. I know people went through a lot of personal and emotional trials through this time as well, and that's why connecting together and staying together and doing it over food.
Yeah,
you know,
that's perfect.
That's a good idea. So it's Magic City's Best. Again, you got a website and people can get involved in.
Yeah, MagicCity'sBest.com. They can vote for the different restaurants for top 10, and then also if they want to become a judge, they can list their name and contect info on there as well. And then also Facebook, Magic City's Best on Facebook too.
Super job. Thanks.
Thank
kudos
you.
To them all. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Total Rope Hero Sean O'Daniel of Magic City's Best. We'll come on back as we'll talk with Karen Pearson and Mitch Krause from the Adaptive Performance Center as we continue with the Tool Rope Tour here from Western Ranch Supply after these headlines with Brian Bennett.
It's more important than ever to get your seasonal flu shot this year because COVID-19 and the flu will be circulating at the same time. Protect yourself, your loved ones, your community, including Montana's essential workers, against the flu and get your flu shot. Everyone 6 months and older should get their flu shot every year. And remember to wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. Come on, Montana, let's fight flu together.
From Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. Lots to come here as we'll talk a bit later on with Deanne Visser from Landon's Legacy. Roberta Bigback will be with us as well. And we'll continue on into the 10 and 11 o'clock hours locally in the Billings area because this is where our tour has taken us to Western Ranch Supply, that huge grand prize giveaway, Facebook Live a bit later on today. Let's get into this, the Adaptive Performance Center. Karen Pearson and Mitch Krause is with us here. Thank you guys for being here. The Adaptive Performance Center, I think it's an idea, Karen, that took off, but it took off 2 weeks after the pandemic took off.
So to give kind of a cap, the Adaptive Performance Center, we are a nonprofit fitness center for veterans and active military personnel exclusively. We are not open to the public, so it's veteran only. Our mission is to eliminate the veteran suicide rate through the use of physical fitness and recreating community. So a place for them to go, and we did. We opened on March 2nd of 2020, and we know what happened 2 weeks later.
COVID hit. We had to stay open. We already had that many people, and they needed us.
In 2 weeks' time, you found out that you guys were meeting a need, Mitch.
Yes. Yeah, we did, and it was amazing. And like we say, something magical happens there every day, and the vets are awesome. The military is awesome. And they've done great things for us, so it's time for us to do great things for them.
I appreciate that.
The only thing that we kind of chose to do, we got 46 members in the first 11 days. And so that right there shows you that there was a huge need in the community. So COVID hits. We are classified as a rehabilitation facility, so we get the opportunity. We did not have to close. And so we got to continue to serve our population, which was so critical. You can't give veterans a place to go and then take it away from them 2 weeks later. And so we kind of just did ghost on social media, those kind of things. We got referrals from other veteran service organizations, other communities, other families in town. But we sit here 19 months later with a membership. We have signed up 400 plus people.
That's really incredible results. What kind of results, Mitch, do the veterans get who maybe be suffering from PTSD and some of these thoughts when you're standing over them going, give me 20, give me 20 more?
Well, they usually say, you know what, my drill instructor was just like you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But no, they come in, we work with them. Sometimes they just come in and do their own thing. Mm. We have a nice lounge. They sit and they'll talk amongst themselves for hours. And it's just, that's that community we were talking about. They get to meet their same guys and talk to them, and they understand. You and I, we don't understand some of the stuff they've gone through.
Yeah.
So it's awesome that they have that place to go to now. But it's still fun to go out there and give them the business.
Karen, that had to be the healing bonus that you were looking for in that connection with each other and coming through some of those challenges.
When you're in the military, you spend 24/7, 365 on a deployment with your brothers and sisters. When you come home, you're immediately ripped away from that. And so you don't have that connection. They spend more time with each other than we ever spend with spouses.
Right.
And so it's a connection that needs to be recreated. And we've had opportunities to see a 70-year-old Vietnam vet, a 50-year-old Desert Storm vet, and a 24-year-old active National Guard female MP sit and talk to each other for 40, 45 minutes. That you can't script that.
Right.
It happens so naturally, and to see them sit and talk to each other. We've had a double amputee who got his legs and took his first steps at APC.
Wow.
There wasn't a dry eye in the place the day that happened.
Wow.
And 2 weeks after that, we had another Vietnam veteran walk up, see this guy for the first time, and see how hard he works. He literally got off the rowing machine, went over and stood in front of him and saluted him.
Thank you for those stories.
They're amazing.
Yeah, and quickly, we've got like about 15 seconds here. How do people get a hold of you? How do they take advantage of
this?
We are located at 1420 Broadwater Avenue. Our phone number is 406-281-3848, or you can go to adaptiveperformancecenter.org. And look us up on Facebook as well.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
General season is here. In 2021, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will continue CWD surveillance in specific priority surveillance areas in northwestern, north central, southwestern, and south central Montana. If you harvest a deer, elk, or moose in these areas, please stop at a CWD sampling station for free testing. For station locations, assistance with sampling your animal, and proper carcass disposal, visit fwp.mt.gov/CWD.
Love celebrating our connections in the 406. We are live at Western Ranch Supply for the Tow Rope Tour, this time in Billings, Montana. But, man, we have been all over. Lewistown, Great Falls, and Helena is where we started out. The people of Central Montana, as connected and as giving as any across the Big Sky Country. And then it was the Highliners, Hardy Folk, Shelby, Haber, and Malta. They just a can-do kind of attitude. It's yes and amen. If you're going to ask them, you're going to help with this? And they'll go, yes, amen. To Western Montana following that, the loggers and the landers and all the folks there, they just also hop to it when there's work to be done. Libby, Kalispell, Missoula affiliates there, thank you for being a part of the Voices of Montana Network. And then Eastern Montana, you know, we all in Montana talk about our independent spirit, but these are our towns and these are our communities, and we're going to represent. Miles City, Baker, Glendive, thank you for what you do there. Big Timber yesterday, Billings today at Western Ranch Supply once again. Again, Tom Schultz alongside from the Northern News Network. It's Voices of Montana. I'm looking forward to this one. Roberta Bigback is with us here, director of the Senior Center in Lame Deer. Came all the way from Lame Deer for this one. Roberta, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you for being here. It's good to see you. Yes. Road's okay and everything's
yeah,
all right?
Roads are great.
Yeah. Let's talk about, because you were nominated as a tow rope hero for what the Senior Center did in Lame Deer and the things that you guys continue to do.
Right.
But talk about what the Senior Center does there.
Okay. We are a we're supposed to be a congregate meal site, but because of the pandemic, we have turned to all home delivery meals.
Yeah.
We home deliver throughout the whole reservation. We do about 80, 90 home delivery meals a day. And then
wow.
At the center itself, we do about 70, 80 curbside meals. So I have three drivers that go throughout the reservation. They start about 10 and they come pulling back in anywhere from 1:30 to 2 o'clock. We do no contact delivery. So we ask them to put something outside. If we need to, we will run errands, we will pick up medicine, we will get groceries, whatever they need, just so they don't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
And that is our main goal, is to keep the elders safe. When the pandemic started, we did, we handed out teas, we handed out information about COVID, we did cleaning supplies, food boxes, anything they needed, we would find them.
That's really cool. And did you know, because at the senior center, you probably provided some of these services, but did you anticipate you were going to have to kind of kick it into gear with all these other things?
Oh, no, yeah. No. It was kind of a panic because they closed and said, we're closing down.
Oh, my
Nobody's
gosh.
Coming to the building no more. And our first thought was, uh-oh, how are we going to feed our seniors?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, they need to eat. But I had such a good crew. I have a young crew, and they are willing and ready to get out there and do anything, and I just let them go. Whatever they want, let's do it.
That's good. So you had that passion, but you were kind of faced with a hurdle as they were looking to close down. And then what did you say? You just put your foot down and said, no, here's how we're going to make this work.
No, they closed all the buildings, nobody else in the building, but then they said, you still need to serve elders.
Yes, good.
So we were like, okay, we can do this. Let's do this. Let's start. I had an activities director, Silver Little Eagle, and I have a caregiver support coordinator, Ava Lee. And they went out, and they made phone calls, and they found who needed home delivery. So we got it going.
That's really good. Yeah. And go ahead and mention some of those names, too, because you're nominated as a Tow Rope Hero. But I think, as we have found on this Tow Rope Tour, Tow Rope Heroes have a ton of Tow Rope Heroes behind them.
Yeah. I have the two ladies, and then I have my administrative assistant, Catherine Haugen. She's there all hours. Anytime I need her, she's there and doing whatever I need done. I mean, without those three ladies, I think it wouldn't have gotten done.
And your young crew who's out there driving around.
Yeah.
Talk about the, as I understand, the healing process of this through the entire pandemic. You guys incorporated some Native American healing practices.
Yeah. Silver was really big on that, and she headed it up, and she made teas, and she got things together. She got, you know, sage and cedar and teas, and there was so many things she made. She made lip balm. She made
really
just things that would comfort the elders, and we sent it out to them. Bear root. Silver was great at that.
I want some of those recipes. I want to know how to do that.
Yeah. Silver is now a council person. She got elected in last year. So
we lost congratulations.
Her.
Yeah.
And so, but she's a big help on the council for us.
The senior center in Lame Deer, the director is Roberta Bigback with us here, a Tow Rope Hero. Kind of want to ask you about how everybody's doing. In your community and in the Cheyenne Reservation.
Okay. I think everything is going good. The numbers, some days the numbers are a little high, and then they drop back down a little low. But I think we're going on a good path. We're still trying to keep the elders safe. And so I think it's getting better.
I hope.
People are more aware. They know they have to mask up. They have to stay home if you're sick. So I think that it's going good. I think we're making it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, and we look for some of those silver linings during times like this. The senior center, you take donations and you help individuals out.
Yes. We did. We've had all kinds of donations. We've had people send in masks and cleaning supplies. Silver did a GoFundMe for. We helped with monetary stuff. We bought things. We opened a thing on Amazon where people could send us things throughout the year.
Oh, cool.
So we take all kinds of donations. We always accept donations. We masks, cleaning supplies, anything.
That's good. How do they get a hold of you? Just contact the senior center?
The Northern Cheyenne Elderly Program.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we do have a Facebook, so... We're on there.
How's your center grown through all of this time? What's different now?
I guess it's just different because we don't have that contact with the elders anymore. Because we have no contact delivery. We try to keep in contact by phone. A lot of them don't have phones.
Oh, yeah.
don't have cell phones, don't have house phones. So we really miss them. We miss seeing them every day. We have lost quite a few elders. I'm not sure of the number, but we've lost quite a few.
It's tough on the community, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it, I don't think it'll really hit us till we open back up and they don't come back.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, what's the hope that's pulling you through?
Just keeping them safe. Mm-hmm. We just love our jobs. We love working with the elders, doing whatever we can for them.
It sure seems like it. Gosh, and I think they're fortunate. I think we're fortunate that you've got that giving spirit, that spirit of public service, and to help your elders and whoever needs help there, you guys are going to reach out for, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much,
You're
Roberta.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for what you do. Appreciate that.
Thank you,
Roberta Big Back from the Senior Center. Here is. We'll take a short break and come on back with more. Deanne Visser is standing by. Coverage doesn't have to end where Medicare leaves off. Now offering affordable policies to supplement Medicare coverage, let Mountain Health Co-op help you fill in the gaps. Discover your supplemental insurance options today. Mountain Health Co-op, honored to celebrate connections in Montana's communities and proudly covering you when it counts. The Tow Rope Tour continues from Western Ranch Supply in just a bit.
When you see railroad tracks in your community, you're looking at a partnership lasting 170 years. BNSF Railway has cared about your community for generations. BNSF continually invests in equipment and technology to keep our employees and communities safe. Help keep your family and neighbors safe. Remember to stay alert when you are near the railroad tracks and to only cross the railway at designated crossings. Let's keep each other safe and let's keep the economy moving for the next generation. This is BNSF.
From Montana for Montana's Voices of Montana, I'm Tom Schultz, and welcome back here. We are 406 in Billings, Montana. We didn't have to go far. That's where we're based, but all of our affiliates across the network, as I mentioned, Lewistown, Great Falls, Helena up there, visited Shelby, Haver, Malta, Libby, Kalispell, Missoula, Miles City, Baker, Glendive, Big Timber, Billings, and we may not be done yet. Some are calling this the final tour. No, I'm not so sure about that, because we have tow rope heroes all over the place, and we're at Western Ranch Supply, as I mentioned today. We're going to give away our grand prize a bit later on today. That's going to be after 12 o'clock, live on Facebook, and I'm going to be in trouble, because I promised everybody I talked to that they were going to get this bad boy zero turn mower. So, Deanne, I promise you, you're going to get this bad boy zero turn mower.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Deanne Visser is with us, Capital Campaign Director for Landon's Legacy. And as you're nominated, and there's a group, I know, behind it, the idea here. So there's a lot of people to acknowledge here. But let's talk about Landon's Legacy Foundation, how it Great. Began, mm-hmm. and what it has sprung.
Well, Landon's Legacy grew out of a very tragic event. Landon Smith had been born with spina bifida, and he lived his entire life basically in a wheelchair. When, of course, he was small, he could crawl around, but he had mobility challenges definitely his whole life. Yeah. But other than that, he was a normal kid and wanted to play. And so right before his 18th birthday, he passed away. And as his mom was writing his obituary, she said, "I wrote, in lieu of flowers, please give donations to Landon's Legacy." And she said, "I didn't even know what that was." But what it has grown to be is a foundation that we are building a park at Poly Vista Park by Arrowhead School. And the first stage of a three-stage project is the Miracle Field, which is a small baseball field, but it is a solid surface. So kids in wheelchairs can play baseball, and that's what Landon loved baseball,
yeah.
and watched his brother go play not so much baseball, but other sports. Landon wanted to play baseball.
Yeah.
So he never could, and Marcy, his mom, said that she just looked for things that he could do. And in our community, there was a limited amount of things. So through Landon's death, she found the Miracle League, which is a national organization, and they have developed this Miracle Field that allows kids to play baseball.
That's just It blows my mind that it wasn't there in the first place, but now it is. Talk about who, what went into this. It seems like, and it's still going strong. You talked about there's a park here, there's three phases, but putting the field down must have been an emotional time for everybody involved.
Well, we haven't gotten it down yet. The city of Billings has given us the location, and we, the Miracle Field is $1 million. We have raised the money, and the city is doing all the infrastructure, and our job is to raise the money for everything above ground. So everything has kind of finally come together. We're waiting on the city's portion to be completed at Poly Vista Park, and then we can go in and put down the things that we can do, hopefully, yet this fall. I'm an eternal optimist.
Right, yeah. Fall could linger.
Yeah. So one of the first things that we need to have done is an asphalt base laid before we can put the Miracle Field base over that. We're not going to put the Miracle Field over that if we do get the asphalt base down, because we want to conserve 1 year of winter on it.
Uh-huh.
But then we'll be that much closer to moving forward next spring. We also have our concession stand building will arrive today. It's a kit sort of thing. Bauer Construction is our contractor, and so they're anxious to move forward. But the great thing about the concession stand is one of the bathrooms rooms will be a family bathroom. And Marcy said that when Landon wet places, it was very difficult to be gone very long because his bathroom routine required him to lay down. And she goes, you don't want to lay your child on the floor of a public bathroom. So 100 Strong, a local community group, gave us a grant to help pay for the adult-sized lift that will go in the bathroom. Our goal is that people with, families with handicapped children or adults will be able to come to the park and stay all day. So they'll be able to play baseball. Phase two, which we're fundraising for now, is an all-inclusive playground. It, too, will have a solid surface. So once a family pulls into the parking lot at Poly Vista, their wheelchair will be able to go everywhere in the park. They'll be able to, the playground, the plans for that are that we'd have a merry-go-round that will accommodate wheelchairs, a zip line that will accommodate children that are in wheelchairs, that they'll have a special harness for them to be in. But they'll be able to zip line next to their brother or sister who is able-bodied.
That is so awesome. And quickly, the address for people who want to be a part of this, creating something in a heartwarming way that wasn't there before, is going to be there now.
Yeah. You can, well, we have a Facebook page for one thing. You can go to Landon's Foundation on Facebook, and you can find out all the information there or on our website.
Deanne Visser, Capital Campaign Director, Landon's Legacy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. We're back with more. We'll see you tomorrow on Voices of Montana.